Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Happy new month, precious one. Welcome to this month of December. We give thanks to the Lord for the gift of life. Thanks be to His name for watching over us from the month of January all through November. Now we are in the month of December. Oh, what a good God! What a good God! Beloved, I thank God for your life. I thank God for your family, and this is going to be a great month for you. The Lord has declared this month of December as our month of good and perfect gift. Hallelujah. Our month of good and perfect gift. In this month of December, you shall be satisfied with good and perfect gifts. Whatever God has begun in your life shall be completed. At the end of this year, 2025, your joy shall know no bound in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to take time to meditate on James chapter 1, verse 17. That is the scripture for the month. Meditate on James chapter 1, verse 17. And get ready, you know, for what God is going to do in your life in this month of December. It's going to be a very great month in your life. It will be a very fabulous month in your life. Things will fall in place. Lines will fall unto you in pleasant places. Your joy shall be complete in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so excited because this is the month that you and I have been waiting for. Now, let's talk about the wisdom nugget for today. Our wisdom nugget for today says, a sheep without a shepherd can be stranded. If you are led, you will be fed. A sheep without a shepherd can be stranded. If you are led, you will be fed. Please, beloved, ponder on this, and God bless you as you do so in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we go straight to our series titled God Wants the Best for You, and today makes it part 7. The subject I'll be considering today says, hearing God through visions and angels. Hearing God through visions and angels. Now, don't forget that John chapter 10, verse 27 that we have considered, which says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And in the previous episodes, I've discussed with you that we can actually hear God through His Word, popularly called the Bible. We can hear God through the inner, still, small voice of the Holy Spirit. We can hear God through the advice and counsel of men and women of God. We can hear God, you know, by the audible voice of God. And the fifth one I shared with you is by dreams. You can hear God through dreams. Now, let's go to the sixth way of hearing God, which is visions. Visions. And I want you to please listen to this, because this is very, very important. Many people have been misled because of this. Now, when you look at Acts chapter 10 from verse 9 to 18, I think I can read it quickly. It says, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called, and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. Now, that is a very, good case study. That's a very good case study for this issue of vision that we're talking about. Now, you need to understand that there is a difference between dreams and visions. Sometimes we use the two words interchangeably. However, they are not exactly the same. Now, dreams occur when you sleep. Vision, on the other hand, is when you are awake or when you are half asleep. And if you take note, that's what happened to Peter. He went into the upper room to pray. While they were preparing the food he was going to eat. Now, while he was praying, he fell into a trance. You know, a trance is what you use to describe what happens when someone falls half asleep. It's just like a quick sleep, just like when you are cut off from your immediate environment. Sometimes it can appear as if you fall into a short sleep, not a normal sleep, all right? So, please take note of that. Vision take place when you are awake. Dreams take place when you are sleeping. Now, vision can either be open or closed vision. It can be either an open vision or a closed vision. Now, a closed vision is when you see things that others are not seeing. But in that experience, you are cut off from your physical surrounding and your senses are suspended. Your physical senses are suspended. Meanwhile, open vision is when you see things that others are not seeing. But in that experience, you are not necessarily cut off from your physical surrounding. Your senses are not suspended. And in fact, above all, the experience you are having is so real and is so open to you, such that you can even relate with the spiritual elements in that vision. Okay, sometimes you even participate in that vision. You are fully aware of what is going on around you, but others, they are not aware of what is going on with you. That is an open vision. And don't forget what I said earlier on, that many people have been misled because of visions. All right, there are people who communicate with the spirit realm through the back door, not as Christians. It's not only Christians that actually, see visions. There are people who join occult and all manner of things because they want to see things that physical eyes cannot see. But for us as Christians, within the jurisdiction of the scriptures, we can have visions. And whatever visions we are having, must align with the written word. And of course, someone that is having an open vision is not superior than other people that hear God through other ways. All right, don't forget, I've said it is God that will choose which way he wants to speak to you. Now let's go to the seventh way through which you can hear God, and that is by angels. You can hear God through the ministry of angels. All right, now when you look at the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to verse 38, Luke 1 26 to 38, very interesting story. You read about how God sent angel Gabriel unto Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. I would have loved, you know, to read the entire passage, but due to time constraints, I won't be able to do that. But let me just pick some verses. I'll read from verse 28 to verse 30. You know, verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. Verse 29 says, and when she saw him, look at that, when Mary saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. You see, Mary saw the angel and heard the angel. They were communicating, all right? Try to read the entire passage from verse 26 to 38. You will see that it is possible for God to send angels to you. Please note that when God uses an angel to speak to you, this experience can also combine other ways that God uses to speak to his children. For instance, an angel can speak to you through dreams. An angel can speak to you through vision. And when an angel speaks to you in a vision, it can be an open vision or a closed vision. Now, all the seven ways that I've shared with you thus far today, don't forget, they all must align with the scriptures. Yes, they must align with the scriptures. There is no way that God speaks to any of his children that is more superior than speaking through the scriptures. And in fact, in any way you hear God and does not align with the scripture, it is null and void. You should discard it off. All right, now it is time to pray. I would like you to say this word after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I shall not be misled by dreams and vision. My spirit is preserved and protected in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. I shall not be misled by dreams. I shall not be misled by vision. I receive my dreams from God. I receive my vision from God in the name of Jesus. My spirit is preserved and protected in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Quickly pray this second prayer. Say, I receive the ministry of angels. I shall experience the supernatural in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. I receive the ministry of angels. I shall experience the supernatural in the mighty name of Jesus. And tolim brekotu satalim brahanu koto sindeya. Irupalu breketu seketo sinda lashideya. Palendo rupa atos kento ligideya. Imbrehini koto sudeya. I receive the ministry of angels. I receive my dreams and visions from God. I gain ability to hear from God. My spiritual ears, my spiritual eyes, they are open in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Go ahead and give thanks to God for answering your prayers. Father, we thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have given thanks. Amen. Beloved, I speak to your life in this new month of December, which is our month of good and perfect gift, that God is perfecting your experiences and the events in your life. At the end of this year, what you will say is, thank God for good and perfect gift I have enjoyed in this year 2025 in the mighty name of Jesus. That will be your testimony. There is a perfection of your health, of your finance, of your career, of your marriage, of your project, and even to the single listening to me. Your marital life, your status is perfected in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy good gifts in your ministry. Oh, beloved, you will enjoy good gifts in your family, in your workplace, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be positively embarrassed with favor in the name of Jesus, with unsolicited generosity in the name of Jesus. What is meant for you and me in this year will never escape us. We will end this year well. We will end it gloriously, and we will start the year 2026 in Jesus' tarries gloriously in the name of Jesus. Beloved, you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth and rejoice in your Lord. Be fulfilled in the purpose of God for your life. It is your month of celebration, your month of gladness, your month of laughter in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with you this year and beyond in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, "Oh Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now. Your mighty
deliverance. Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus, and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.